Hello and welcome to Locked On Astros, your daily Astros podcast. Here are your hosts, Eric the Man Heisman and Brett H-Town Wheelhouse Chansey.
We are Locked On Houston Astros, and we hope that you join us for a daily Locked On Astros podcast. My name is Eric Heisman. You can find me on Twitter at Eric Talk Astros. Find the show at Locked On Astros. Your team every day. Brett, where can you find you at?
They can find me at H-Town Wheelhouse on Twitter and at Stros411 on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Always positive, always Stros.
Alrighty, so the Astros win. This is not a drill. The Astros win, and everybody can celebrate, and you can celebrate with us this weekend on Spotify Green Room. This episode is brought to you by Spotify Green Room. Download the app and join us this weekend and to get in on all the action. It's changing the way we talk sports, just like we're changing the way we play the Kansas City Royals, because apparently we can sing a better tune. And that we definitely played better against Singer today. And this was a definitely better game. The Astros got off to a better start. And I know that Larry, the GM, has been saying that the Astros, this narrative has been is kind of a bad narrative about the Augustine. And I actually wanted to go look at this. So I wanted to start off the show by kind of dispelling this. The Astros, since the Astros were good in 2015, have a 186 record in August. That includes the 10 and 11 record in 2021, a 15-11 record in 2020, a 19-9 record in 2019, a 14-12 record in 2018. This is what I think my mind keeps on going to. In 2017, they're 11-17 in August. In 2016, they're 16-13. 2015, they were 15-13. But overall, they're 186 in August. So yes, we will stop talking about that, but they are struggling this year in August. But I think that we're seeing them get closer to 500. We're seeing them playing a little bit better against those sub 500 teams. So, well, at least tonight they're playing a little bit better, and they limited the Royals to what, only four hits, and the A's are playing, this is some good teams and they're struggling right now. And so the Mariners are about to catch the A's. So there's a lot going on, and there's a lot of health updates we can talk about on this podcast.
Yeah, there is a lot going on, but today with the 4-0 shutout of the Royals, who have just been, especially after the game yesterday, where they scored 7 runs, most of the losses, if not all the losses up until that point, were all close games. And it was nice to see the Astros score 4, hold them at 0. Luis Garcia, Eric, a couple times got into some trouble and worked himself out. I really think that Luis Garcia, in my mind, definitely deserves a huge consideration for Rookie of the Year this year, because he's got the highest WAR value. He's doing the best out of all the rookie pitchers overall. And what he's brought to this ball club is big league stuff. He doesn't look like a rookie, right?
Thoughts by Dusty.
Alrighty, we have breaking news coming from Dusty Baker. Apparently, guess who will be in the Astros lineup tomorrow? Alex Bregman. He will be in the Astros lineup tomorrow. So that is awesome. This is hot off the press. Dusty Baker says Alex Bregman will be playing tomorrow afternoon. So this is awesome. And also, we all know that Michael Taylor he tried to steal base off of the cha-cha-cha by Luis Garcia. And he said that was an outstanding play by a young man that's probably never had that happen to him before. And he had the presence of mind to execute that coolly. And I think he was talking about that to Luis Garcia. So, yeah, that's awesome that Bregman's coming back. And it's just cool that that's happened. So this is what Bregman had to say. I can't wait. Big thank you to our trainers and doctors and strength coaches. Bregman's back, baby. Now, the question is, where is he going to be batting in order? I know that Dusty Baker said earlier in the game when he returns in the day that he may be batting lower in the lineup until he can prove that he's going to be that big bat in the lineup. I know in the last start, he was 3 for 5. He had 3 singles for the Sugarland Skeeters. But maybe they'll start him at the back of the lineup, then move him, kind of ease him back up to maybe the two-hole, or maybe I don't know where they're going to end up having him. But Bregman back in the lineup, that's big news.
Yeah, it is big news. Alex Bregman obviously is one of the leaders of this clubhouse, and it will be great to have him back. I know the guys will be definitely welcoming him back. And it was great to see Kyle Tucker get in the game, even though it was the last inning and he didn't play until then. It's great to see him out on the field. So you've got Tucker, you've got Bregman. And so that is definitely a welcomed sight, you know. And you remember a couple weeks ago, to go back to Luis Garcia, it was mentioned that, oh, maybe he's losing velocity, maybe he's pitching too many innings, maybe he's just not going to make it to the end of the season. I don't know about you, but he looked like he is in midseason form right now. I think he's strong. I think he's still a formidable opponent for anybody they face. And he's making it really, really difficult when come playoff time and deciding on roster, if they go with the four-man roster. They're making it really, really difficult for them not to start Luis Garcia. If he continues to be strong, get out of innings where he struggled and not seem to be shaken, make great defensive plays, like you mentioned, going home with it and getting the runner out, just phenomenal all the way around. And that's what you do as a ball club. You don't have to score a ton of runs. Remember, we've been saying, well, unless we score 7 or 8 runs more than the other team, we won't win. 4 runs isn't a lot. It's actually underperforming what this club averages over the year. So I thought tonight's game was excellent. Carlos Correa contributed with some hits. And so that was just good to see. Elimas Diaz had 2 hits tonight. So great team win tonight by the Houston Astros.
Yeah.
And great job by the pitcher shutting them out.
Yeah, before we get away from Garcia, I mean, a lot of people are like, well, if you're trying to limit his innings, why are you pitching him in the 7th inning? He was in the 7th inning on, I think he started inning with only 77 pitches. So he was efficient. So you're going to reward him for pitching efficiently, and he looked good. But then you bring in Stanek, and he got the job done. And so I think that Luis Garcia, if he's pitching efficiently like he did tonight, you let him pitch deep in game. Next game, he may only pitch 5 innings. But that's what you do when you try to limit innings like you're doing with a guy like this. So then Graveman got the save. That meant that Presley was probably not available today. But that's why, I know it wasn't a save. But it felt like a save, especially when you're playing a team that has dominated you all year. I mean, not all year, but you know what I mean. So yeah, this was a big game, and I know
they have dominated us this year. Yeah, yes. That's not a misstatement. No, that is not a misstatement. They have dominated us pretty much all season.
Yeah, it's kind of like going into Spotify green room, and you dominate the conversation like y'all can do this weekend. So Brett, tell us a little bit about Spotify green room.
Yeah, so Green Room is changing the way that we talk about sports. It's the first social audio platform made for sports fans. The app is free to download, and once you're in, you can talk with myself, other fans. You can talk with Eric, the man Heisman, athletes and insiders in real time about your favorite team, the Houston Astros, or your favorite sport, baseball. We will be hosting a room either Friday or Saturday this weekend. We will do it once a week. You can join in the conversation. We will feature you, your voice, on the podcast. It will be broadcast all over the world. Even aliens from Mars can hear it if they've got a radio that will reach that far. You'll find fans just like us at Spotify Green Room. So when you go, you need to join the MLB room, the NFL room, the NHL room, the NBA room, whatever you find, just go in there, grab it. It's free. It's easy to use, and it's really fun. You can ask any of our listeners if you're here. Ask them in the chat while we're talking. Spotify Green Room is where it's at. We're changing the way that you talk about sports.
All righty. So I know a lot of focus is on Bregman coming back tomorrow. So I'm guessing, I'm just going on a limb here, a wild limb here. I think that it's probably going to be Jacob Wilson going down.
Just you think, yeah. Eric? I think you need to go to Bet Online with that one. Yeah, no, that's a pretty sure thing because Taylor Jones isn't going anywhere.
Right.
Jake Myers has surely cemented himself into this lineup,
especially and with Chaz McCormick going down today.
Chaz McCormick on the IL, yeah.
Yeah, let's go and talk about today's roster moves. So today, it's most likely so the bad news is that Chaz McCormick, he injured his hand in a game, and apparently it was against Kikuchi, and apparently he fouled off a pitch, and he kind of rolled his hand over, and he just hasn't been able to I don't know what happened, but he hasn't been able to recover from it. So he's going on IL. I know he's played defensively, but he hasn't been able to hit with it. So that's definitely something that they're worried about. So they're going to go ahead and put him on IL. Kyle Tucker, they did confirm that he did test positive for COVID. He did have some mild symptoms. He did get the vaccination. So yeah, I did have COVID myself and I did get vaccination. I had some mild symptoms. So as somebody who, so I think that it probably did help him from getting any major symptoms, but Tucker was not in the starting lineup, but he did come in as a defensive replacement. Who would have thought that Tucker would be a defensive replacement deep in game, but I think they're going to work him into the starting lineup slowly, but they'll see how he feels after today's game. Also, Pedro Baez, his velocity has been down, even though he's looked pretty good. He's been pretty efficient, but he's only had four outings and his velocity has been down three miles per hour from last year. And he's on IL from with shoulder soreness. I don't know if it's fatigue, but Brian Abreu is back up. But hearing Dusty Baker talk about Baez, they don't know what they're going to do with him. They don't know if they're going to put him on another injury rehab or just shut him down for the season.
Yeah, that's the thing. And they may have to shut him down for the season. And if that's the case, they need to make that decision sooner rather than later. And so it was just I hated seeing that news because this guy took so long to get here and to get on the team from the beginning. And then now this is another setback. You never want to see anybody go down like that. Eric, one of the things that I'm wondering, just throw some good thoughts out there to the home plate umpire after he got popped by that foul ball. And then later, not too soon after that, just walked away, started walking to the dugout. Like he was jarred. And I don't know if you paid attention to the commentary Callis and Bagwell were having, but the Astros trainer basically looked like he coaxed the umpire to go down into the clubhouse because it was almost like he was refusing a little bit. And, you know, I mean, just like anybody who takes pride in their work, you don't want to leave. You want to finish the job, and you hate to see that. So we definitely do hope that the home plate umpire is good tonight. And like Larry the GM mentioned here in the chat, Brian Abreu has been very good in Sugarland. That's a good sign. If Brian Abreu can get his control, can have control with the velocity and the stuff he has, Eric, Brian Abreu will be a welcomed relief pitcher and will help these guys. I mean, you get a guy coming in off a AAA and he's firing on all cylinders, that could do nothing but reap dividends for you in this final stretch that we're going in now under 40 games.
Right. So Brian Abreu's up and Baez is down. And I know a lot of people are saying that he's a bad signing. The Astros didn't know that at the time. Who knew he was going to get COVID? Who knew he was going to have all these issues? He was a very valuable pitcher for the Dodgers for many years. You can't predict these type of situations. So unfortunately, it was a bad signing but they didn't know this at the time. So it turned out to be a bad signing, but you have to take that risk. And I'm not going to blame James Click for that situation, but Michael Brantley, how about this is the, he got a 3-walk game. This is his first 3-walk game since July 19th, 2015. Y'all remember 2015? That's the time the Astros went to the playoffs when everybody's like, oh crap, we're not supposed to be in the playoffs this year. We weren't supposed to be good. We're supposed to be waiting until 2017 when that SI cover is saying we're supposed to be good. Remember, yeah. George Springer's supposed to be leading the Astros to the World Series. So yeah.
And he did.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. So last week, Brady Singer held the Astros to 2 runs and 6 2/3 innings. The Astros got 4 runs tonight, baby. 4 runs. Unfortunately, that's all they got. Man, I know that's all they needed with the shutout innings, but you hope that they would get some more runs. And it's I know there's some base running issues. I know you want to talk probably a little bit about Carlos Correa being a little bit over aggressive, trying to get that extra base.
I think it's a questionable. So, like, after I went and thought about it, I was actually talking back and forth with Alex and a couple of guys on Twitter. You want the Astros to be aggressive, but the problem is their aggressive base running has not yielded much. Okay. Number two, if Whit Merrifield makes any kind of mistake, I believe Alex said that to me. If Whit Merrifield throws that ball anywhere where it's not a perfect throw, Correa is safe every time.
Right.
And so, you know, those things are split second decisions. And I guess at the end of the day, when a team's been struggling, I don't mind them pressing, especially if they're winning at the time. I just hate that it seems like the base running mistakes seem to happen almost every other game, if not every game. And that's just something that you're going to have to shore up for the playoffs because you're going to need those base runners. You're going to need that extra run. You don't want those guys getting gunned down.
Right. Yes, I know that 3 of those runs were unearned. I don't care about that. They still scored 4 runs against Singer.
Hey, so. if we would have won 1-0, if we would have won 1-0, a win is a win in baseball. We need the wins, guys.
Right, and they got the runs and the 3 runs in the first inning. That's a big time thing for the Astros recently. Like they seem to be struggling. So, yeah, the Astros now have a day game. What time is the game tomorrow? It's a 1:10 game, right? Because it's Eastern time, so it's 1:10 our time. So it's going to be early game. I know I'll be probably in a lot of pain tomorrow, but that's okay because you know why? I'm betting that the Astros are going to be playing a much better game tomorrow, and we can go to betonline.ag and see who's going to be favorite to win tomorrow's game.
That's right. Well, here's the thing. It's that time of year again. All eyes are turning to football and the Houston Texans' supposed run to the Super Bowl, and the gridiron is starting, and not just pro football, but college football as well. Get all the updated odds, props, and contests, including online's biggest $500,000 NFL mega contest and the world's largest 200,000 NFL survivor contest open now at BetOnline. Head to the website and go to your mobile device and sign up today and receive a 100% welcome bonus. That's right, not 50%, 25%, 100% welcome bonus. Be sure to take advantage of their opening day Super Bowl promo. Make a bet on the Thursday, September 9th game when the opener between the GOAT, Tom Brady, and the Buccaneers and the Dallas Cowgirls. If you lose, your wager will be refunded up to $25 for new customers only when signing up and using the promo code NFL100. From football, basketball, boxing, right to your favorite Vegas casino games, don't wait to take advantage of all the great offers available for the 2021 season. Bet online, your online sportsbook experts. Use a promo code Locked On.
Alrighty, so I know that I don't know. Leave me alone about Robel Garcia. Jeez.
Hey, started this.
Jacob
Hold
Wilson.
On, time out. Come didn't on. You declare yourself? Didn't you declare yourself president of the Robel Garcia joke. Fan Club?
Take a joke, man.
Hey, no, anyway, you got to own it, brother.
You know who I'm gonna be a fan club of? Jose Urquidy. And I'm all excited about him pitching. I think he pitched 4 innings today, and he had 6 strikeouts. And I'm excited for this guy. I know that he's gave up a home run, but I'm excited for this guy coming back. He pitched 49 pitches, and he's probably got one more rehab start. But once he comes back, he's probably going to have that one more start, and then they'll probably wait till the rosters expand. But they're probably going to go to 6-man rotation. And then you'll see, I think this will help with Luis Garcia to limit his innings, to help with Zach Greinke. It's going to help with everybody. So I don't think that, I know a lot of people would be like, well, I want to take Jake Odorizzi out of the rotation. He's eating innings. Yes, he's going to have his
clump. And as long as he's having, well, hey, here's the thing. Maldonado starts behind the dish. He should be fine. That is the thing. Robel's going to get DFA'd if they need the room. That's all there is to it.
Yeah. So if they don't need the roster space, then he's going to be there. So, but speaking of the Yankees, somebody asked about the Yankees. The Yankees have the same freaking record the Astros do right now.
Yeah. How about that? They are on a 10 game winning streak.
11 game.
It's 11 they games. Won. Oh, dang it. So Bob Nightingale did not curse them because he tweeted that they had a 10-game winning streak. I was hoping that would turn the tide for the Yankees, and apparently they broke through the Bob Nightingale curse.
And the A's are on a 4-game losing streak, so the Astros now have a 4.5-game lead over them. The Mariners are in a 3-game winning streak, so they are now 5.5 games behind the Astros. So there's a chance that the Mariners leapfrog the A's at some point. Who would have thought that?
Oh, man. Yeah, that's definitely very odd. But the Mariners go nowhere, even if they get to the
Albert,
playoffs.
The rosters expand September 1st. Yeah. And like we talked about with Clay Hensley yesterday, part of that is to help alleviate some of the stress in the bullpen, some of the stress with the starters innings to kind of get some fresh arms in there. And we'll probably see Josh James come up at that point. Because I'm sure he'll be ready by then. You'll see some of the arms that have come up this year. Maybe Peter Solomon. Maybe some of the other arms that have come up at some point this year.
I would love for the Yankees to go on a historic win streak like the Cleveland Indians did. Remember when they did that and then they lost? We beat them in the playoffs. I love teams to get hot at the wrong times. And then just have time to cool off in the playoffs and we kick their butt.
Oh, yeah, PS4 Gaming. We give him tickets, and of course, he's going to go back. He's going to go watch Bregman come back. Okay. Perfect timing. Way to go, dude.
Hey, you know what? Yeah, I'm telling you, you are the man, PS4 Gaming. Hey, send us pictures on Twitter of you at the game and enjoying the game with your family. That's really cool. And, you know, just
have fun.
Let's enjoy this. Let's split the series tomorrow. I say let's. I'm not going to be on the field. If I was on the field, it'd be a guaranteed win. We all know that. But who's the matchup tomorrow, Eric?
Oh, you had who's to going? Ask me that.
Well, I had to ask you that because here it is.
Here, give me one second.
Yep, Lance McCullers Jr. and Mike Minor.
Yeah, that's a minor league matchup right there. So it's Minor is 8-11 with a 5.34 ERA. And we got Lance McCullers, who's 10-4 with a 3.21 ERA. So definitely the Astros have faced a lot of Mike Minor over the years because they have played him a lot. I believe he played with the Rangers a lot. And okay, Alex, would you like to read it, Brett?
Anyone that Brett interviewed will do well. That's right, i.e. Jake Myers.
Okay. All right, can I go on now? Yuli has actually had some great success against Mike Minor with batting 296 with three homers. Ledmus Diaz is batting 429. Jason Castro, 400.
I like it.
Martin Maldonado, 429. Jake Myers, granted, it's only two at bats, but he's batting 500. So there's a lot of success against Minor. And Saldivar Perez is batting 444 with a homer against McCullers. And Carlos Santana, I'm not sure if he's back in the lineup, but he's batting 500. And Hunter Dozier has two home runs against McCullers. So,
but what is their ex WOBA? We don't talk about average here. Who talks about batting average? Man, we are a high information podcast here. It's all good. I just like the fact that the guys are getting healthy, Eric. I like the fact that right. The position players, like we talked about, that is key. And Michael Brantley is in somewhat of a mini slump. It's good that Tucker's coming back. Maybe Brantley gets a rest. You know, he just clear his head because he's the guy that almost, it's almost like he doesn't worry about it so much that when he's in a slump, he's like, oh wait, I'm not hitting. And like, I don't know. This guy's mindset is so stoic. He's hard to read. He's going to come out of it, but probably get a day off to clear his head. Diaz is still hitting the ball well. But when Bregman comes back, Eric, where do you put Diaz? If you sit Brantley, do you put Diaz in left field?
I have a sort of answer to that question, but okay. This is what Dusty Baker said. It's going to be a tremendous boost. You really don't know how much you missed him. There's a potential MVP type guy, a big bat in lineup. Also, it frees up Diaz to pick up Carlos and pick up Altuve. So it's kind of a twofold thing that makes us better and makes us stronger. So basically what he's saying is you can put Diaz at shortstop. You can put him at second base. You can put him at first base. He's going to be the super utility guy. He's going to be the Marwin Gonzalez. He's going to be the guy that plays all over the field. He can probably play left field for you. He's your backup catcher, but I don't want to see him catcher.
Look what Larry the GM said.
Yeah.
He's your 10th starter.
He's the 10th starter. He's the guy that's going to go all the way around. He's going to be playing arena around the Rosies, pocket full of posies, and playing everywhere. So that's what you need. And so Aledmys Diaz is a great player, but he is so valuable as a super utility guy. And so that's what his role needs to be here. So, and Brantley, Jim Miller says Brantley goes back to left field where he's more comfortable. And so, yeah. And I think Tucker, with him going back, he'll play right field. Then you're going to have Jake Myers until Chaz McCormick comes back playing center field. So everybody's going to be back where they should be. And then you'll have Aledmys Diaz just being a super utility role. So I think we'll see the team playing a little bit more comfortable. And I think we'll see them playing a little bit better baseball. I mean, not that they're playing bad, because they still have 74 wins, but I think the idea of them winning 100 games is a little bit out of sight right now.
Hey, I want to send a shout out real quick and a thank you to Austin Kletchik. He is a guy that is on YouTube, has a lot of subscribers, does a lot of things with these guys called Dodger Films. And I got to share my perspective, Houston perspective of 2017. I just want to thank him for the Vine being a part of his 400th vlog. We actually had a new subscriber reach out saying he's not an Astros fan, but he saw what I said. And because of the Houston perspective of 2017, he said he's actually gained some respect for the Astros, and he appreciated my take, being honest. And so if anybody's joining us new today, we welcome you to Locked On Astros. We appreciate that. I just wanted to send that shout out to Austin and thank him for the Vine on that.
And subscribe to the Astros, the Locked On Astros podcast, guys. We're trying to get up there and like and watch our videos on YouTube. I know a lot of people listen to audio vision, but the version, but go ahead and watch our YouTube version. Like, I make a lot of funny faces. So go ahead and subscribe to this. And so the Astros record against teams at 500 or below is 28-25. So they're still above 500, 3 games. So yes, they would like it to be better, but they are a major league best against the teams above 500, the good teams, which is 45-27. So I know we complain, and Zach Greinke had something to say about this. I want to say this before we close out the show.
Yeah.
This is what Greinke had to say. I don't know. It seems like every year I'm on a team and the media find some small thing to complain about. Like this year, you guys think it's a big deal. Last year, we might not have won home games or something. Like, that was a big deal. Things like that. I think in Arizona, it was something like not doing enough good at home one time, too. I don't know. You can't win every game, and it just happens.
Oh, it sounds like he's a little annoyed. Sounds like Grinky's got his feathers ruffled there a little bit. He didn't like the fact that they are giving him crap. And, you know, here's the thing. It's a long season. And at the end of the day, you know, September is right around the corner. And the Astros are fine. It's like Larry mentioned here, that once everybody's healthy, everybody's in the lineup, you have 7 to 8 guys that have an OPS of over 800. And so it's just one of those things where you know you have the players. But just to wrap things up on my end, I think it's a great win. I think the Houston Astros do have a chance, as Albert mentions, to get to 100 wins, but they're going to have to do a lot more winning than losing. Obviously, go 26-10 to do that. It might be difficult. I just want them to get to the playoffs healthy, be ready, just firing all cylinders so that we can watch another long playoff run and see them play someone from the National League in the World Series.
Alrighty, so I wonder what the Locked On Bets podcast would think about the Astros reaching 100 wins and your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling. They have your daily picks, blowout special, round team favorites picks, and Lee Sterling's lock of the day. Follow the Locked On Bets podcast brought to you by betonline.ag, wherever you get your podcast, and keep on subscribing to the Locked On Astros podcast. And Brett, do you want to go ahead and tease your special guest tomorrow?
Yes, tomorrow, and I will just double confirm with him tomorrow, but I believe we have a pitcher from the Sugarland Skeeters, Sean Dubin, will be joining me live, and I will be going live at 8:30 tomorrow night. So check us out, Sean Dubin. You'll get to ask him some questions. We'll ask him what he thinks about his season so far and what he thinks about the Houston Astros' chances of going to the World Series.
Alrighty, and that's all we got for tonight's Locked On Astros podcast. Go Astros, and we will see you tomorrow.